It's Dave Plyron for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. It's a Radio Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Fame, American Sportscaster Hall of Famer, and now WGN Radio Walk of Famer. Jack Brookhouse was in. Was a powerhouse on WGN Radio for over 40 years. He handled the play-by-play coverage for the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago White Sox, the Bears, the Bulls, Rose Bowls, national NFL championship games, boxing matches, professional wrestling, Big Ten football, big band television shows, five national political conventions. He interviewed U.S. presidents and a pope. And Jack retired in 1981, left us in 1998. And joining us is Jack's wife, Pat Brickhouse, to talk about Jack Brickhouse Day and his legend at Wrigley Field. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Dave.
I know this is early. This is early for you. You're all right.
Oh, no, it's great. We're going to shoot off a little fireworks today.
I like that. Right. After a couple drinks. We have to go get a couple drinks, then we'll shoot out of fire. All right. So Jack began his broadcasting career when he was only 18 in 1934.
The youngest sportscaster in the nation.
It's amazing to me. At $17 a week, which is how I got this job, too, actually.
and still.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know the story of how he got into broadcasting. He lost a contest.
Really?
There was a contest. WMBD, the station he worked for in Peoria, had a contest. And it was like, so you want to become a broadcaster? Well, he was a college dropout because there was no money for his continuation, and the scholarship never came through. So he entered the contest, and he said, I was fifth out of sixth in line. I beat out a seven-year-old guy. He'd never done any air work, but the guy heard something about his voice and said, would you like to come to work as a part-time switchboard operator and part-time broadcaster? That's a good deal.
And he did that for 6 years when WGN hired him in 1940 to do Cubs and White Sox, largely on the recommendation of their top announcer here, who was Bob Elson,
right? Bob Elson, correct.
And he was the very first face.
And I sent him this wire, and the wire said, opening on South Side, and remember, if asked, you know everything about baseball.
Can I tell you something? I just read that because that is up in the Jack Brickhouse exhibit at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Well,
that exact telegram.
We have to go see that.
We do. I have to go take a visit over there. But yeah, I just read that telegram, which was amazing to see.
It is. Yeah.
Now he was also the very first face shown when WGN Television Channel 9 began broadcasting in 1948, after the U.S. Marine Corps service in World War II. He missed the 1945 season. It was the only time in his long tenure with the Cubs that they won a national pennant, so he missed it, which is crazy.
Well, he's still talked about
that. Still missing it, yeah. And then his only pennant as broadcaster would belong to the White Sox in 59, but neither the 45 Cubs or the 59 White Sox, of course, won the World Series. He was having the time of his life.
Oh, he said he had so much fun, maybe he'd have to go to work for a living. But
right?
Yeah, he loved every minute of it. And he spent 1 year in New York. A lot of people forget this, broadcasting for the Giants. He said it was the worst year of his life. He had a chance to go on either coast, but chose to come back to his beloved Chicago and WGN, where he remained for 40 years.
Yeah, so he moved out there. I mean, he picked up everything and left for a little while, for just 1 year.
Yeah.
And that was just miserable for him.
He didn't like it at all. He said, well, for a couple reasons. Here in Chicago, we are the friendliest people in the United States and the greatest sports fans in America. And that's when he coined the phrase, lovable losers.
Yeah, right.
They root for them.
Yeah. Now, what's amazing to me is after all this time of Jack being with WGN, 40 years, I mean, he's really the only guy most of us knew growing up, you know, watching the game.
Well, I've been asked also what people missed most. And believe it or not, he got a national award from Look magazine. And that was his rain delays.
Yeah, explain that. You've told me that story off air before, but explain that to folks.
Yeah, well,
they were so entertaining.
He was a great interviewer, and he had such recall that people looked forward to that. They don't do that anymore. There's nobody that can.
Right.
But he said, "Don't ask me what my wife fed me for breakfast, because it wasn't important to him."
Yeah.
He wouldn't remember.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And he did other events too. I mean, it wasn't just about sports for him, but we did mention.
Oh yeah, he got the only international award WGN has ever received for an interview with the Pope.
Yeah.
They took him off and sent him to political conventions because he could open doors, and he did it all.
But the Cubs, the Sox, and, you know, the Cubs and the Sox, they never played really the same day, so that was pretty easy. The Bears, the Bulls, he did the Rose Bowls, as we mentioned.
That's my trivia question. People forget he was the first voice of the Chicago Bulls when they became the Bulls.
Yeah.
When Johnny Redker was our coach.
But he did boxing. He did professional wrestling. A lot of that in the late
40s,
early 50s.
Oh, for 10 years. He was telling me that story before we got together. And, if he didn't get a 50 rating, he said they were dogging it. That's incredible.
Half the viewing audience watching that.
Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. Well, I'll tell you what, the legendary Jack Brickhouse will be honored at Wrigley, and we're going to talk about that and more. Are they on their way, Andy Mazur?
Well, they're on their way in about 30 minutes or so. Yeah, nobody can guarantee.
Stay playing for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. And we're talking to Pat Brickhouse about WGN's very own Jack Brickhouse being honored later this month at Wrigley Field. Now, we were talking, Pat, a little bit about his other on-air duties with other sports. Now, Chicago Bears football was on WGN radio with his buddy Irv Cupson
for 24 years.
Yeah. And that was really good friends. I mean, that's how you two met.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Remember that story? Was it at Eli's?
I needed a keynote speaker for a client, and Cup couldn't make the appearance. And it was a Monday, and Jack had a day off. And I went down to meet him at Eli's, restaurant. And this is part of his book. I walk in. I didn't have a very large budget from this client. And I extended my hand, and I said to him, my married name at the time, my first marriage, was Pat Edelson. "How do you do, Mr. Brickhouse? I'm Pat Edelson, and I can't afford you." And I sat down, and I thought, OMG, what did I just do? He laughed, and he was telling me his price is his price, or, you know, if it's for profit, which the Sheraton properties were, or a charity he couldn't charge, which we did 3 or 4 nights a week after we were married. But he said, "You know, Cup is my buddy, and so I can't take a fee, a reduced fee. However, would you just buy me lunch?"
Oh, that's a deal.
Well, the end of the story is it was a 4-hour lunch. And as Jack later said, it was like two boxcars coming together. We had 18 years, the most wonderful 18 years of my life.
Well, and you've kept his legend going all this time as well.
I sure do try hard.
You do.
Well, you know, there's a great line that I love to quote that was given to me, and they called him the inspirational ambassador of baseball. He taught us how to love and care about the game of baseball.
He did.
That is true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. That's right. And not only baseball, as we said, baseball and football and basketball, but Jack covered the inauguration of FDR, which, I mean, you think about how far back that was, and he interviewed a bunch of presidents, too.
One of his absolutely closest friends in the whole world was Ronald Reagan. They broadcast together.
That's right. He was calling games back in the 40s.
Reagan was from Pekin. And Jack was from Peoria, and they actually did some broadcasting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And he did, again, the days, you know, the Cubs games, the sports during the news with WGN TV. He was on radio. And in 1981,
the very
decided,
first voice of WGN television in 1940. And people forget this, when CL TV was created, he was the very first voice on CL TV.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
I did not know.
I was privy to that one.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah. And then he retired in 81. You know, he was almost retired 18 years before he left. Was he bored, or was he was always keeping busy doing other things, wasn't he?
What he wanted to do was have a little life that he never had time for.
He never had time. He was always on the
road.
And
so he played a little golf. He wrote a couple of books.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of personal appearances.
He did.
As well.
He did. 87 with Harry Carey recuperating from a stroke or breakout.
Well, they brought him back.
Yeah. And I remember that. And I remember how cool that was, because you missed him for 6 years, right? I mean, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then 1990, the city of Chicago honored him by naming a part of Michigan Avenue near the Tribune Tower.
Oh, well, let me tell you a story about that, if I may interject.
Sure.
Jack, even today, I do believe, was so beloved because of his great humility. He never let anything go to his head, all of the accolades that he received. And in all seriousness, one night, and I surprised him with that Jack Brickhouse way, he had no idea it was going to happen. He was overwhelmed. But in all seriousness, he said to me, "Do you know, after I'm gone, do you think they'll take the signs down?" Now, when I dedicated this beautiful statue,
which is just a few feet away from us here
exactly,
in the studio in Michigan Avenue,
adjacent to Tribune Tower, where it all started with him, I said at the dedication, "No, Jack, not only are they not taking the signs down, but now I recently, on behalf of the Brickhouse family, gave that statue to the city of Chicago. So it is now a part of their international art collection. And
that's very cool.
Perpetuity, it will be there forever, as he will be in the minds of a lot of people who...
So visible walking downtown. Everyone sees him every day walking through here. Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing because, well, people say to me, "Shouldn't that be at Wrigley Field?" Well, I live 3 minutes from Wrigley Field. And the answer to that one is definitely not, because this is 12 months out of the year. People I've never walked by, they're not taking pictures. Wrigley Field in the winter, no one's around there.
But he belonged to the Cubs, he belonged to the Sox, he belonged to the Bears, he belonged to the Bulls.
Oh, yes.
And into WGN, so it's really the perfect spot.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then if you wanted to actually see some of the Jack Brickhouse memorabilia, including that telegram we were talking about, it's all at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Now, you know, he retired in 81, and I'm just thrilled that Jack will be honored at Wrigley when the Cubs play St. Louis.
So am I.
Friday, July 25th. It's about time.
Oh, yeah. And they're playing his favorite team.
Yeah, right.
The St. Louis Cardinals at a 3:05 game.
Yeah.
And I had the great honor when John McDonough was there heading the Chicago Cubs of throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. It was right after I lost Jack in the fall of 98 when it was... I think Michael Jordan did the first one. I did the second one. They were going, but they never made it. Played San Francisco.
Okay.
And we never got past that.
Right.
That little. But I'm very excited now because I've never sung the stretch, and I get to do that
How
as well.
How cool is that?
I'm going to be practicing in the shower.
Oh, and, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I plan on being there as well. Now, here's the other cool thing, because... Again, he's lost to a couple generations because he retired in 81. So doing this at Wrigley and getting the fans to understand who he was and how important he was to the team is great. And the first 10,000 people will get a Jack Brickhouse bobblehead.
But here's a little secret that I don't even know if you're aware of.
Okay.
It is the only bobblehead they're doing that has a chip in it.
Very cool.
And you know, 20 questions. Everybody guesses what the chip is going to consist of.
500th? Or is it?
Oh, you're very smart. No, it's, yeah. Ooh, everybody up on your feet. He did it. And Ernie Banks 500. And then, it ends with, hey, hey.
Of course, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, so it's got the whole thing. And I think that is the coolest.
Absolutely is. Well, Jack was a legend not only with WGN, but a legend in baseball, sports, and broadcasting. He really was. Very excited. And again, for tickets to celebrate Jack, the date is Friday, July 25th at 3:05 when the Cubs play St. Louis. You can go to chicagocubs.com. Thank you, dear.
Oh, my pleasure. Do we have more? Can I end with the line?
Yeah, please.
One of my favorites, the author of this is unknown. And I truly believe this about Jack Brickhouse and his legacy and his legend. As long as one lives in the hearts and the minds of those he left behind, then he is not really dead. Though his voice is still, his memory lingers on.
Thank you for sharing that, Pat. Appreciate it. We'll see you at the game, dear.
I hope so.
All right. It's 720 WGN.